I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 20th. A three-alarm fire tore through a row of businesses in Brockton early this morning. Firefighters were called just before 1:30 to the building at 880 Main Street. Upon arrival, officials said crews encountered heavy smoke and flames. Two people who were inside the basement of the building escaped the fire. Crews said the heat is creating its own challenges. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A 69-year-old man who police say suffers from memory impairment issues was reported missing from Plymouth. Rodney Ravello was last seen at the Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth at about 11:15 Tuesday morning. He is believed to be on foot. He's described as being about 5'10", 190 pounds, with a bald head and brown eyes. Last seen wearing a collared striped shirt, blue shorts, and what investigators think is a New York Yankees ball cap. He's known to suffer from serious memory impairment. A silver alert has been issued. Anybody with information is asked to contact Plymouth Police. With hot weather on the Juneteenth holiday yesterday, many tried to hit the beach, but heavy traffic and packed parking lots kept a lot of would-be beachgoers away. Some took to social media with photos showing bumper-to-bumper traffic, making a short trip take double or triple the amount of time. It got so packed that cars were turned away on the hottest day of the year at Nantasket Beach in Hull. Aerial footage showed parking lots full and traffic backed up in and out of the beach all the way to the Hingham Rotary. Same situation going on at Whitehorse Beach in Plymouth, with cars being turned away after a traffic nightmare. The Healey administration announcing it's awarding nearly $15 million in skills capital grants to 65 high schools, colleges, and educational institutions. Quincy High School is receiving over $188,000, and Quincy College will receive $195,000 to upgrade technology and instructional lab spaces, expand career programs for young people and adults, and increase capacity in workforce training programs. The grants are awarded by the state's Workforce Skills Cabinet, which brings together the Secretariats of Education, Labor, and Workforce Development, Economic Development, and Health and Human Services. The Cabinet works to align education, economic development, and workforce policies to meet employers' demand for skilled workers in every region of Massachusetts. The Star Market property in Quincy has been purchased by the Grossman Companies for $41.5 million. The 7-acre, 100,000-square-foot property that also includes a Walgreens pharmacy and several other retailers was purchased last month by brothers Jacob and David Grossman, fifth generation of the Grossmans, who said they remain committed to their hometown. Family patriarch Louis Grossman came to the U.S. from Poland in the late 1800s and founded a salvage business that grew into Grossman's Lumber Company. The Star Market property was owned by the Grossmans before it was sold back in 2004. The property has been included in the expanded Quincy Center redevelopment district, which means the city could acquire the property for future development. Governor Healey plans to sign legislation this morning that bans revenge pornography and cracks down on coercive control by domestic abusers. The governor's signature will make Massachusetts the 49th state to prohibit revenge porn, leaving South Carolina as the only outlier. Healey will be joined at the 10 a.m. bill signing at the State House by Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, Senate President Karen Spilka, House Ways and Means Chair Michael Rodriguez, Judiciary Committee Co-Chair Representative Michael Day, and Senator John Keenan of Quincy, among other officials, advocates, and survivors. The Senate shipped the compromise bill, which both branches unanimously approved, to Healey's desk last Thursday. The legislation bans the sharing of sexually explicit images and videos without the subject's consent. and creates a diversion and education program for adolescents who are involved in sexting. It also installs protections for domestic abuse victims against coercive control, which can impair people's safety and autonomy. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the State House yesterday, commemorating when the final enslaved people in the southern U.S. learned they were free. The banner is a symbolic representation of the end of slavery in the United States on June 19, 1865, when slaves in Galveston, Texas, finally learned they were free, more than 2 years after President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth was officially recognized as a Massachusetts state holiday in 2020 and then became a federal holiday the following year. Family and friends of a Hingham girl who was known as Adelia the Wonder Girl on social media held a candlelight vigil last night to celebrate her life and grieve her passing. The 8-year-old died in late May following a 15-month battle with an incurable type of brain cancer known as diffuse midline glioma. She underwent 4 brain surgeries while she had the tumor. During the vigil, which was held on the football field at Hingham High School, attendees released butterflies into the sky as a sign of love and hope. Butterflies were Adelia's favorite animal. Her parents and friends shared their memories of the young girl who loved to read and had dreams of becoming a veterinarian. Many of the people who attended the vigil were wearing teal, which was Adelia's favorite color. Meryl Summers, Adelia's mother, started a team to run this year's Falmouth Road Race in honor of her daughter. The team is dedicating all of its fundraising efforts to a new brain tumor center that bridges Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Boston Children's Hospital. Summers and the rest of Adelia's family and loved ones remain committed to finding a cure for the disease and helping other children beat it. They've already raised nearly $300,000 for research. Adelia's family said they'll be creating a foundation in her honor to help advance pediatric brain cancer research. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla caused quite a stir in the North End last night when he visited several restaurants with the Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy in tow. News of Mazzulla walking around the neighborhood with the nearly 30-pound trophy spread quickly on social media, drawing fans to the area. Videos and pictures showed some lucky fans getting to touch the trophy as Mazzulla walked by. He visited multiple restaurants, including Carmelina's, Aria, and Umbria. Mazzulla and the Celtics are gearing up for their victory parade, which is set for tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Arc of the South Shore is holding their annual summer soiree today at Webb State Park in North Weymouth. The signature event is scheduled to run from 6 to 9 this evening and will feature a full evening of gourmet food, specialty cocktails, fine wine, craft beer, live music, and unique auction and raffle items. Located under a tent, the soiree brings together local businesses, community leaders, restaurants, and spirit providers, and individuals and families that Arc of the South Shore has supported for the past 73 years. Proceeds will assist the ARC in delivering programs and safe opportunities to improve the health, safety, and independence of the nearly 5,000 individuals and families that the nonprofit serves every year. A check of business news this morning. Stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow rose 56 points. The NASDAQ is up 5, and the S&P added 13. Asian stocks were mixed in thin trading today after U.S. markets were closed in observance of Juneteenth yesterday. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, oil at $80 a barrel. In sports, another win for the Red Sox. They beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 7-3 and will be in Cincinnati tomorrow night at 7. The forecast from the National Weather Service, hazy, hot, and humid as the heat wave continues today. Highs today in the mid to upper 90s with a chance for some storms around this afternoon. Another muggy night tonight, low of 70. Tomorrow, a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. Not quite. A high of 90, near 86 tomorrow. Scattered showers Saturday, high of 76. Back up to 90 on Sunday with an isolated storm. The boater today waves about a foot in a southwest wind, 5 to 10 knots, high tide at 11.03 a.m. Sunrise 5.07, sets at 8.23. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling will be delayed one day for the rest of the week due to the Juneteenth holiday yesterday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 20th.